Hi, Stefanos. Hey, Sandoval from Grupo Radio Center. Congratulations. First title of the year, first title here in Los Cabos. How do you feel after this week?
I'll take the positives out of this week. Well, I had a few good matches here, and I think it's a good start to the U.S. swing. We've experienced a lot of tennis this week from a lot of different good players. The competition was high, and I'm happy to walk away with the trophy and the title.
Hey, Stefanos, Daniel Araiza, Zona Tennis. Congratulations for the win. I want to ask you about the trophy. A lot of people think that it's one of the most beautiful trophies in the world. What do you think about it?
It's beautiful indeed. They just need to glue it a little bit better because it started peeling off. No, I really enjoyed it. It's going to have a nice place in my living room.
Hi, Stefanos. Congratulations. What does Mexico mean for you right now with this title? And what are your goals for the rest of the ATP Tour this year? Thanks.
My goals are to surpass Paola's best ranking, which is world number two, and to get better than that. The good thing about us is that we get competitive in those things in a healthy way, so I hope to get to equal it or even better. Right now, that's a good first step or move to get there, but still a very long journey and a way to get to a point like this. I feel like my tennis is good, and that was a good test for me this week. My vision and goal for this U.S. Open swing is to end it inside the top three, and I hope I can keep moving with this trajectory that I have shown, and to hopefully keep improving and keep getting better around the best parts of my game.
Sorry, and the question about what does Mexico mean for you with this title?
It's special because it's my first title outside Europe, and I've talked about how people embrace me here and how they make me feel like I'm their son. So it's a very good sensation for me that it is in Mexico and nowhere else, because Mexico is... I don't show so much love to a country as I've shown here, so it's a beautiful moment for me, for my team, for all the people that... get to be part of my life, and that contributes to my well-being and my career. And I hope to keep adding into this and keep pushing for nice memories around you guys, away as well, and representing my soulmate type of country, which is Mexico, around the world, wearing the jersey even when I'm not here, guys.
Hi, Stefanos. Good night. Sergio Valdez from CPS Media. This is not the first time you lift a trophy. You have done it a couple of times before. So I would like to ask you, what do you like to do the day after you become champion? Do you take a long rest? Do you go out, celebrate? Or do you sleep with a trophy? I don't know.
No, definitely not sleep with a trophy. That would be uncomfortable. I like to sleep face up. But, you know, having a nice last taco before leaving from here would be on top of my list. And also, maybe... I really crave that lime ice cream you guys have here. I've never had it before anywhere else in the world. So if someone can come to my hotel and bring me some lime ice cream, I would really appreciate it. I really miss it. First time I had it was in Acapulco, so I hope I get to enjoy it again. I don't really drink alcohol much, so ice cream would do well for me, and I hope someone comes for the save.
Hi, Stefanos. Good evening. Congratulations on your title.
Thank you.
From a player's perspective, why do you think players like you from Europe like to come to Mexico to the first place? Like, why do you pick Mexico as an option, like Acapulco, Los Cabos, for playing tournaments when you also have, well, this week Washington, for example, or Dubai with Acapulco?
Dubai?
Abu Dhabi, sorry.
Well, look, I think it's easy to say that no one has shown so much so much love and a big embrace and hug this week rather than Mexico, and that's the truth. And people are extremely welcoming and passionate about this sport, and I have seen that when I first came here. So for me, if there was an option between coming in Washington and here, I would always pick this place. Simply because of its values and the way they perceive the sport. They really add a lot of passion to it, and this is something that we share a lot with in Greece as well. You know, we really like being passionate about sports and meeting new people and exploring new cultures, and I feel like people are very open to any kind of ethnicity or any kind of any kind of culture to be brought and welcomed here, and for me that's a top priority when I get to play it, you know. So hopefully I can keep coming here, hopefully I can keep building with you guys some nice memories in Mexican soil, and I get to play also some of my best tennis here. You know, I really enjoy it. I really truly mean it.
Hi, Stefano Caremona from ST Newspaper here. After that title, the first of the season for you, how do you feel to Toronto and Cincinnati?
These are obviously the biggest tournaments that I have to play this in the next few weeks, and my focus is there. I want to keep getting better, and the next few weeks are going to be difficult, so you know, the work continues, and I'm not intending to take off my foot from the gas. This is the first step that adds to the journey, and I really hope I can do really good the next few weeks to claim back the top three spot in the ATP rankings.
Hi, Stefanos. I'd like to know, how was your experience filming last year the Breakpoint Netflix series? How difficult was this experience? I don't know. How
difficult? Well, it was fun. They were treating me really nice, and they were respectful of my schedule and my demands as a tennis player. We made it work. We had some really nice moments together, celebratory moments when I won Monte Carlo. They had a good coverage on that. They never showed it on the episode, which for me was the best part of the whole Netflix show. We had a nice moment in Marbella filming when I was with Red Bull, doing our annual photo shoot in Puente Romano Tennis Club. Never made it to the show. We had a nice physio talk at the Australian Open, very deep kind of talk, which I haven't really exposed before anywhere, and they only used maybe 20 seconds of it on the episode. I feel like, you know, obviously they want to go for the type of stuff that sell a lot and are dramatic and add intensity to the show. And, you know, okay, I guess that's fine if they want to do that, but I feel like that was not the best part to cover, the match that I got to play with Kyrgios, because he was kind of unlucky as well. I really showed the worst version of me that I would have ever imagined, would have never imagined. I mean, last thing I want to do in that show was talk about Nick Kyrgios and his antics. So, you know, I'm not sure if I want to be doing this again, because at the end of the day, I feel like there wasn't a creative, nice, artistic story behind it, which is my type of personality and what I'm seeking for as an individual. I'm not a huge fan of toxicity.